Blog Talk Radio.
I'm going to a city that's set on a hill. Its ruler and maker is the Lord God above. Oh, I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. Oh, I'm going to a city, it lies four square. The gates are made of jasper, and I'll see Jesus there. I'm going to a city.
Hi, everyone. God bless you. Good morning. This is Susan Puzio, and we want to welcome you to the Prophetic News broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, preaching the ever-living gospel, the live word of God that gives you life and health and healing, can set you free and deliver you from deception. Our program today is the topic of the deceived church, and we are seeing so much deception in these end times that we're living in. So we need to be aware. We need to know what deception is, how to recognize who is deceived, and to run for your life from those people. But we have God's Word. We're thankful that we have God's Word because it's a lamp unto our feet and it guides our path. We can stay on the straight and narrow and stay close to the Lord Jesus Christ so that we don't go astray and become deceived ourselves. So I want to let you know that the chat room is open, so I'll be checking in the chat room. Also, this is a live call-in show, so you can call in. The number is 914-338-1638. And we know there's been so many interesting things in the news. Just this past week, we saw the deliverance of the 33 Chilean miners, which was quite a miracle. It was great TV. I enjoyed watching every one of the rescues. I didn't get to see every one of them, but the ones that I did see were amazing. And we know that some of the men did accept the Lord Jesus Christ when they were trapped underground. Some of them were already born-again Christians. And it really was, we could really see the hand of God in that whole situation. Just imagine being trapped underground for over 2 months. How awful it really must have been, but it was amazing that when the men came out, how well they looked and, you know, how they jumped out of that container they were brought up in, really. And they were so happy to see their families and their loved ones, and it really was wonderful. I was very impressed also with the president of Chile. He and his wife, the first lady, were there just for about every single rescue. And I was quite impressed that a president of a country would stand there in the cold, him and his wife, for many hours and hug each and every miner that came out and greet them. It really was very impressive. So we want to remember these men and their families in our prayers because I'm sure they're going to go through some hardships even in the days ahead trying to readjust to life on the outside. But we know that all things are possible with God, amen? So also, I want to mention the vaccines. You can visit my website, propheticnews.com, or the YouTube channel, which is Jonah T for Tom 48. I have about, I guess now I probably have about 9 YouTube videos up there, but there's also a video about the vaccines, and it is my belief that most of the autism and the brain damage that we see children going through right now are caused by the vaccinations, because one of the ingredients happens to be an aborted baby that they used. It's a secret, really, and you don't really hear that many people talking about it, much to my dismay, and probably to any parent out there that has a child who is brain damaged in any way with autism or ADD. Many of the parents have given testimonies that their child was fine up until the certain age, maybe 2, when they went and they had an MMR vaccine, which most of those do contain aborted babies. They use the cell line to make the vaccines. Some of them vaccines are made from monkey embryos, and chicken embryos, different things like that. But I encourage you to do your research before you let anyone inject your child with a vaccination. You have a right to know. You have a right to know to see the package ingredients. You have a right to ask questions when anyone is coming at you with a hypodermic needle that could have something dangerous such as mercury, aluminum, formaldehyde. But the most shocking ingredient is the aborted baby. So you can do a search. You can put in your search engine vaccines from abortion, and you'll find a list of all the vaccines that do contain this ingredient. And I like to make it my mission to get the truth out and get the word out, because every person that I tell, they'll tell someone, and then that person will tell someone, and we can, and people can be made aware. I myself call different ministries, such as CBN, called TBN, called Rod Parsley, called John Hagee, called the Daystar Network. Oh, many, many ministries that I called and told them about this, but you never hear them talking about it. I don't know why that anyone that would call themselves pro-life, it's part of the deception. That's part of the deceived church, is why does any Christian that believes in life, does not support abortion, why would they not want to tell people about the vaccinations? I find it very shocking, and I think that people should know the truth. So let's get the truth out there. But that's part of the deceived church. I see there are some people in the chat room this morning. Good morning. God bless you. Thank you for listening. Also, for any of you out there that don't believe that there is a God you believe that you evolved from an ape, I want to tell you something, that God Almighty himself said that he created man in his image. I would much rather believe that I am created in the image of an almighty God than that I am created in the image of an ape. I mean, you know, come on. I think God Almighty has a much better plan for human beings, that he's given us dignity, And also, reading in the book of Genesis the other day, one of my favorite things in that book is the fact that we know that there was a flood on the earth, covered the whole earth, and God instructed Noah to build an ark. And he built an ark, and it rained for 40 days and 40 nights. And after the flood, which we know that even God took something that was so awful as the flood, and he says that he'll take something awful and make something good out of it. So he gave us fossil fuel. Well, that's why there's fossils in the earth. It happened during the flood. And now we have oil, which we're never going to run out of oil. That's a lie. There's oil. There's so much oil in the earth because of the flood that covered the earth. And anyone that has studied geology or science would know that we have fossil fuel. It comes from fossils. And it was because of the flood mainly. But after God, after the flood, God said he was going to put a symbol in the sky that he would never again destroy the earth by a flood. And that's why he gave us the rainbow. So when you look at the rainbow, I want you to think that God put that there as a symbol that he would never again destroy the earth with a flood. Yes, there is a God. There is a God Almighty. He's the creator of the universe. He created man out of dust. We have to remember that we came from dust. We're going to return to dust, but that our spirit will live on. There is a heaven, and there is a hell. That's also part of the deceived church, or people that call themselves the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ, that would like to tell you, people such as Carlton Pearson, and most of the people that are involved in the universalism, ultimate reconciliation, they like to tell you that there is no hell, that a good God would not send people to hell, but it's all part of a deception. Jesus said you must be born again. Once you're born from your mother, and then you must be born again by the Spirit of God, you cannot just accept the religion or the Christianity of your parents. You must have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. You have to confess with your mouth, the Bible says. You can't just receive salvation because, you say someone didn't tell you or you didn't know. In this country, mostly everybody has a TV, and you can hear the gospel day and night, so you can't plead ignorance that you never heard the gospel. There is a God, and he had a son, the Lord Jesus Christ. He came to earth. He lived as a man as far as he had the body of a man, but he never laid down his divinity. He always was God. He is God, and he came to the earth. He died for your sins. He suffered and died so that you wouldn't have to, that you could have a home in heaven. And so some of you out there that don't know the Lord Jesus Christ today, you can ask him to come into your life. You can ask him to save you. Yes, we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. Nobody is good enough, really. No one. There isn't one of us that is righteous. No, not one. We're only righteous because of the price that's been paid by the Lord Jesus Christ. We all realize that we make mistakes, that we sin. We have sin. We're all trying to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. But those of us that have been born again know how real it is. We know that Jesus changed our life. He made something beautiful out of a messed up life, and he can do the same for you. He can deliver you from drugs. He can deliver you from suicide. He can deliver you from alcoholism, from the works of the flesh. We see that in Galatians 5, the works of the flesh. I'm going to start reading at verse 16. Walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary, the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. But if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in times past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. So we see that there are works of the flesh. There is right and wrong. So many people like to criticize Christians because they take a stand against homosexuality. Well, we also take a stand against adultery, or against stealing, or against lying. God has a plan for your life. He knows, God Almighty knows what's best for human beings. We don't, but God does. And even sometimes I might get an email from someone that doesn't like something that I'm saying, and they like to use those scriptures about judging, that, oh, we're not supposed to judge. Well, let me tell you something. God has a book called Judges. So yes, we are supposed to be able to judge right and wrong. And even if someone that calls himself a Christian or calls himself a brother or a sister, and they're preaching a false gospel, well, we have a right to judge that. It's just like Hitler. Hitler himself called himself a Christian. So what were the Bible-believing Christians of that day supposed to do? Say, oh, well, we're not supposed to judge anyone, so we just accept anything Hitler says. Don't be ridiculous. God gave you a brain. He gave you a mind. He gave you the ability to think. And we make judgments every day. So I can't judge anybody's heart, but if they're preaching another gospel and another Jesus, the Bible says that we're supposed to withdraw ourselves from these people. There's also verses about warning people. We are to warn people and try to help people so that they don't become deceived. The part of the deceived church is that they don't want you to say anything about people that are preaching another gospel, another Jesus. They don't want you to warn people about false prophets and false teachers, but it is biblical. If you look at 1 Corinthians chapter 5, you'll see that it was reported, it says that there is fornication among you. And there was someone in this body of believers that says, had his father's wife. And it's an admonition. They're saying that having judged already as though I were present concerning him that hath done so this deed. He is, in this verse, you are required to judge this thing. And they're actually saying to put this person out of the church. In verse 5, the Word of God says that they should hand him over for Satan for the destruction of the flesh, that the spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord. I don't believe that they were handing him over to Satan, you know, to kill him or anything, but it was a work of the flesh. Know ye not that a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump? Also, we see in verse 7, it says, purge out the old leaven, that ye may be a new lump, as ye are unleavened, for even Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. Here we see that Jesus is the Passover. Part of the deceived church would like to tell you that we have such a thing as a Passover offering where you have to give God a certain amount of money and then he does miracles for you. Well, that's not true. We see right here that Christ is our Passover. He was the Passover offering. So there is no such thing as a financial Passover offering to get miracles from God. That's a lie. It's a deception. It's part of the deceived church with people such as Rod Parsley, Paula White, Steve Muncy, the TBN Broadcasting Network, Daystar Network, Mike Murdoch, and these people, that they will tell you that you have to celebrate once a year and give this Passover offering, and then God will do things for you. But it's not true. 1 Corinthians 5, verse 7 says, Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. Hallelujah. And it says, therefore, let us keep the feast not with old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. That's the way we keep the feast, with sincerity and truth, and not lying to people and trying to manipulate people. That's witchcraft. It's a work of the flesh. It's nothing but witchcraft, this whole thing with these telethons and give me money and give God money and then he saves your family and he heals your body and then your finances become miraculously healed and you get debt cancellation and all that. Well, most of us, we get into a financial mess because we don't want to work or we buy things we can't afford. And I'm not saying God can't get you out of it. He can, but you know, the best way to get your debts canceled is to get a job and not buy the things on credit. And then you wouldn't have any debts to begin with. So, you know, you have to use wisdom, too. And that will help you, is to ask God for wisdom. Wisdom is a free gift. Favor is also a free gift. You don't have to buy favor. You don't have to give an offering to get favor. Favor is absolutely free. I'm going to go on here with 1 Corinthians chapter 5. Yet not altogether. Verse 9, let me read verse 9 first. I wrote unto you in an epistle not to company with fornicators. A fornicator is a person that has relations with someone outside of marriage. We're not supposed to have sexual relationships with people outside of marriage. Yet not altogether with the fornicators of this world or with the covetous, extortioners, or with idolaters. For then must ye needs go out of the world. So if you go on and read and you see verse 11, but I have not written unto you not to keep company of any man that is called a brother, but now I have written unto you not to keep company if any man that is called a brother be a fornicator, or covetous, or an idolater, or a railer, or a drunken, or an extortioner. You know what an extortioner is? Someone like Mike Murdoch, someone like Rod Parsley, Morris Cirillo, Benny Hinn, Paula White, Steve Muncy, TBN Network, Daystar Network, Christian Television Network, TCT Network. These are extortioners. They lie and they manipulate to get you to give donations. I even saw Donnie Swaggart doing it the other day. Very disappointed. Very disappointed in Donnie Swaggart because he started pimping to get offerings. The Bible says not to keep company if any man that is called a brother. So if the Bible says not to keep company with these people, then I guess God allows you to make a judgment. All of you out there that are so worried about making a judgment, read Corinthians. Go to Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 5. Read it for yourself. You're not even supposed to keep company with these people. For what have I to do to judge them also that are without? Do not ye judge them that are within? Well, verse 12 tells you to judge them that are within. Judge the idolater. Judge the covetous person. Judge the extortioner. So, there you go. But them that are without, God judges. Therefore, put away from yourselves, among yourselves, that wicked person. Personally, that's how I feel. I would like to see these people go away, either repent or just go away and stop bringing reproach to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Here we have a wonderful avenue of television that can reach the world, and they make a mockery out of it. So God's given us avenues such as YouTube. Thank God for YouTube. Anybody could have a 15-minute a day program on YouTube, and you can preach the gospel for free for 15 minutes and reach the whole world with your computer. It's a great blessing. We have Blog Talk Radio, which is another great blessing. You can reach the world with your computer and have a broadcast. So God's given many, many ways for people to be able to warn people about the deceived church. People are deceived because they don't know they're deceived. And there's many, many scriptures that we're going to continue to discuss this topic because I find it very, very interesting. I think it's one of the most important issues of our day is the deceived church. How many people are deceived? And there are many voices out there today, many good people, good brothers and sisters out there that want to warn you, that want to help you, that want to bless you so that you can preach gospel, serve the Lord Jesus Christ out of a pure heart. And that's what God's looking for. He said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Let us have pure motives. Let us not preach the gospel just for filthy lucre's sake, but because we love people and we want to see people born again and come to the glorious knowledge of our blessed Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the one who died for you, the one who really loves you. There's no one else that loves you like Jesus, trust me. He's faithful and true. He came from heaven. God Almighty himself, the Lord Jesus Christ, came from heaven, and he walked the earth in the body of a man. And he died on a cross and shed his blood for you today. Loves you. Give your life to Jesus ask him to come into your life and save you today. He can. He will. He'll give you beauty for ashes and the oil of joy for mourning. God bless you today for listening. I thank you for tuning in. And tune in again next week. We'll be back to our regular schedule of 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Saturday, Blog Talk Radio. God bless you.